Justice Barrett has made her, and I'm just going to say this for the benefit of people that will understand this. Some people go like, Miniature, please speak English. That the post-Vatican II corruption of all things logical and metaphysical, that it had so completely, because it's invaded the entire University of Notre Dame, we know that, and that's where Justice Barrett got her legal creds from, if you will. So just like the Buttigiegs, and just like all the rest of them that just bleed complete logical gibberish, if not diabolical gibberish, that comes out of the once great Notre Dame, sadly and tragically, Amy Coney Barrett. And this could have been a moment of just simple look, just a little pat on the back. Okay, I'll vote to hear the case. This was a vote to hear the case. This wasn't a vote to actually have to vote on the case or to say in the affirmative. It was a vote to hear the case. And as Justice Thomas says in his dissent, this is baffling. The court said prior to when the case was first filed, In the second week of October, member Chief Justice Roberts, apparently maybe there was a little truth. I don't know. Maybe there was something to some of the Kavanaugh accusations. Maybe he was hanging out with Roberts on Pedo Island, for all I know. I don't know. But Roberts was able to convince Kavanaugh to not vote to hear the Pennsylvania case, the first two that were filed, before the election. Why? Well, you don't have standing. Well, there's no victim here. No votes have been, Chief Justice, please. No votes have been cast. No one's been disenfranchised. Then after the election, well, no one's been, the people that have been disenfranchised, yeah, the evidence doesn't look so. Look, we're not going to get involved in state matters. I said it yesterday, and I'll say it again, and I'm not an attorney. I only play one here on the Crusade Channel. This is not a state matter when it comes to the power that is granted the legislature of Pennsylvania under Article 1, Section 4, and Article 2, Section 1 and 2, and then the 12th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. Those are federal powers. It belongs in a, you know, you could hear it in a state court, and if in a perfect world, you would. This is a federal issue. For the court to say that it's not, and that the plaintiffs don't have standing, and then after the election, after the fact that the point is moot, we are now officially beyond Banana Republic. As a matter of fact, there's a great piece at theamericanthinker.com today, written by C. Edmund Wright. Here it is. Our Supreme Court goes full Nicaragua in Pennsylvania election case. He tells the story about how down in Nicaragua, where, by the by, if you're in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat, it is Maggie O'Connell, the stellar best producer in all of radio and a producer of this radio franchise. Mrs. O'Connell has been kind of flirting around since we talked to our man in Nicaragua, Jared the Mombacho Cigar Man, about visiting down to the Mombacho plantation and the factory and all that. Mrs. O'Connell has been thumbing through real estate listings in Grenada. After Jared revealed, Mike, the government of Grenada has rolled out the red carpet for expats. They're telling Americans, bring me your tired, huddled, disenfranchised masses. Come to Nicaragua. And you can pretty much live like you live in a real free country. Which villa are you leaning to today? Leaning towards today?
The horse compound. I like it.
The horse compound is.
And I want to be there.
So CNN weaves this story about how in Nicaragua, the chief justice of their Supreme Court is Justice Roberto Rivas Rias. Which to me means Robert the King of the Riviera. Translated loosely. While I think the United States Supreme Court stumbled badly in its 7-2 rejection of the Texas case on standing last year, the refusal to grant certiorari yesterday in a Pennsylvania case is horrifying beyond words. I could say that our election laws are now full-on banana republic, but I'd hate to insult banana republics that badly. What the Supreme Court codified yesterday and what it started with the Texas rejection is that election laws and procedures cannot be challenged beyond a state court at any time, regardless of how badly those states shred the United States Constitution and regardless of the major consequences to the other 49 states as a result. They don't ever say that per se, but the results of what those two rulings have done are just that, period. Those trying to challenge Pennsylvania's obviously corrupt and rigged election system have been told that they cannot challenge the laws ahead of the election because there is not yet a victim, kind of what I just told you. They have been told that fellow Americans impacted by Pennsylvania's corrupt system cannot challenge because they have no standing. Now they've been told that they cannot challenge after the election because it's, well, you know, after the election, and therefore it doesn't matter. It's moot. And then CNN Wright says, Ortega on line one. Lucy Daniel Ortega on line one. Asking the Democrats just how do they get away with this. This is the operative question, really. How do you get away with this? Well, the answer to the question is they should not get away with it. There is no getting away with it. The only thing that we ought to be getting away is something we should be getting away from. The Supreme Court, the Democrat Party, and the entire federal system now have basically told 74 million people. And now, look, that means 74 million people that might be dumb enough and be conned into going back and voting again in 2022 and 2024, et cetera, here. Basically told us, don't expect your votes to actually count if they contravene our wishes. So, ladies and gentlemen, the gig is up. The news is out. They finally found it. These people that are renegades, we're going to be the renegades. Let's not us let them retrieve us for a bounty. This, C. Edmund Wright. This kind of infantile and absurd logic just defies belief and takes one's breath away, and not just mine. I think it's clear that Justice Clarence Thomas is even more mystified than I am, and he was livid. You got to read, and I have it here, I printed it out. You got to read Thomas's dissent, because Thomas goes, I'm baffled. I am completely stunned and baffled by this. He was also, as he always is, right on the money in his analysis. In one section of his dissent, Thomas writes, quote, one wonders what this court waits for. We failed to settle this dispute before the election and thus provide clear rules. Now we again fail to provide clear rules for future elections. The decision to leave election law hidden beneath a shroud of doubt is baffling. By doing nothing, we invite further confusion and erosion of voter confidence. Our fellow citizens deserve better and expect more of us. Close quote. You know, I keep remembering this treacherous woman, Sammy Coney Barrett, and being asked in one of the interregnums in her confirmation hearing. She was asked what she thought her role as a justice was. I think it might have been Senator Kennedy here from Louisiana that asked her that. And she said and I will never forget this. It's burned. It's seared into my irrevocable steel trap memory. Well, Senator, it's not my court. It's the people's court. She said that at least twice. She said that when Trump rolled her out. I will rule because it's the people's court. It's not my court. No, it's your court now. It's yours, the oligarchs, the Democrat Party, the cult of death, the whole shebang. It's your court now, ma'am. The people of Pennsylvania pleaded with you, or a majority of the people of Pennsylvania pleaded with you, do not let this horrid, obvious injustice stand. You did nothing. The people of 27 states pleaded with you, do not let this horrid injustice stand, and you told them to go pound sand. Yesterday, the people of Pennsylvania again appeared. You told them to go pound sand. You told them it doesn't matter. Shut up and take the Biden regime and any other regime that comes along afterwards through any other means. This court doesn't hear election challenges. Here's the problem. It's not an election challenge. It's a constitutional law. It's a question of law. Either you have the rule of law or you don't.